On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
And it all comes together. No wonder the FBI worked so hard to censor all of social media. Any mention that there might have been, you know, absentee ballot fraud in the 2020 election? Those specific words in posts were censored by the FBI. Specifically, again, the terms absentee ballot fraud, election theft. How do we know that? From the Twitter files. Remember those? A gift from Elon Musk. What he essentially released was the evidence from the crime scene he bought when he bought Twitter. None of those people ever thought any of that would be released. It was. And that's how we know. But now we're getting the rest of the piece of how the Chinese, the Democrat Party, and the FBI stole the 2020 election. And now we know why. The FBI sent Elvis Chan in and went as far as it did at Facebook, at Twitter, at Instagram to censor the American people and any discussion of ballot fraud because they were smack in the middle of it. Boy, bet they were scared. Now, yesterday's podcast, here's what we learned. FBI Director Kash Patel declassified and handed to Congress an intelligence report that said there was this Chinese plot to create, mass produce tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of U.S. driver's licenses to flood the system with fraudulent mail-in ballots. And that the FBI had heard about this plot, right? Well, so did Senator Charles Grassley. And again, this was on yesterday's podcast. I'm about to give you a blockbuster update. And Charles Grassley started asking FBI Director Christopher Wray, hey, give me the intel. Whistleblowers are telling me that this is out there. Well, Christopher Wray gaffed him off, never gave it to him. It turns out that that is because the FBI deleted all evidence that there was ever an interview of this informant who said, yeah, that the Chinese were mass producing this stuff. Listen to what they were doing. They were using TikTok to harvest personal data from millions of TikTok users in the U.S., including names, ID numbers, addresses, and the information was then used to manufacture fake IDs with real American data, making them nearly impossible to detect. And then they were sending the IDs into the country and using it for absentee ballot fraud. That was the tip. Now, at the time, under oath, Christopher Wray, FBI director, testified there was no known plots of foreign interference. They weren't known anymore because the FBI internally erased, deleted, recalled every trace of that report and the interview. Folks, not just erasing the intelligence reports themselves, but erasing all of the online data that would have shown that anything was ever even uplifted to the FBI system. Damn. The intelligence report at the heart of this growing scandal was marked as raw and uncorroborated, but they say the details contained in it were alarming enough to warrant serious investigation. In other words, there were actionable leads. They're called actionable leads. They never followed up on them. Now, the source on this is investigative reporter John Solomon, formerly of TheHill.com. Now he has his own site called Just the News. But rather than investigate, he writes, the FBI buried it, turning what could have been a critical warning into just another piece of erased history. PJ Media's Matt Margolis nails it. This wasn't just some careless screw up. This was a deliberate, calculated cover up. The FBI didn't just drop the ball. It went out of its way to bury explosive evidence of a foreign power trying to rig a U.S. presidential election. And again, there was hard evidence. The staggering 19,888 fake driver's licenses, mostly from Hong Kong and China, that arrived late in July of 2020. The reason we know that is because the U.S. Customs and Border Protection captured one tranche of them. Again, just that one tranche, 19,888 fake driver's licenses. Folks, let me put this all together for you, okay? Remember, if you go back, think about how astroturf this was. There was COVID. There were the fake death stats of COVID. All of the scare tactics of COVID. Everybody had to stay home. And because of that, in every major battleground state that was contentious, remember what had to happen. We had to suspend laws because it was too dangerous to vote in person. And we had to break those, because you can't suspend a law. We had to break those laws in order to facilitate what? Mass mail-in absentee balloting. Normally, it's a one-by-one-by-one process. By law, you've got to request it in writing. They've got to verify you're real with your ID. And then they send you back the ballot. And that creates a trail with the, you know, stamps that you get as it goes through the mail-in system. Now we know why Democrats did this. And remember, by the time the GOP sued, because all these laws were being broken, the chain of custody was being broken in all of these cases that by law you need for an absentee ballot. The judges were all ruling, well, you know, it's too late. They already mass mailed out the ballots. Well, now we know why. So that the Chinese could help us fake them and send them back. Margolis writes, it's time to stop pretending that this was anything less than a full-blown political operation disguised as law enforcement. Folks, you put this together with the censorship by the FBI, by our Department of Homeland Security. And remember what they did. They started saying, I will never forget it. If you've listened to this podcast for a long time, you won't forget it. They started saying in August and September of 2020, first Jack Dorsey came out. Remember, he owned Twitter then. And then Mark Zuckerberg, oh, well, you know, any kind of a mention on Facebook or Twitter of election fraud, well, that's going to be, we're going to have to censor that. Why do you have to censor that? What are you talking about? It's August. What do you mean? Stolen election, that got censored. Any questions of election integrity, that got censored. And remember, they pre-announced it in August and September. Folks, they knew they were doing this. And for the FBI director himself personally to lie to Congress about it, folks, again, for him to tell, we have him dead to rights three times now lying to Congress. The first two were about persecution of traditional Catholics. When he said there was no known foreign plot, and they're busy deleting it off the system. Folks, this guy has got to go to prison. But it all makes sense now. What were the main three things that the FBI censored in that election? Number one was COVID, because we needed to have a crisis. They needed to scare people in order to get the absentee ballots. Number two was any mention of election fraud, because they were smack in the middle of it. But what was number three? The laptop. Hunter's laptop, which we were told was Russian disinformation. Why? Because all of Joe Biden's crimes, including the $30 million he was under investigation for taking in bribes from China, were documented on the laptop. If the laptop was real and not Russian, then guess what? The bribery was real too, and it was Chinese. Why do I bring that up? You're probably sick to death of it, but I want you to see the full interplay there. The Chinese, the FBI, and the Democrat Party working together, from the transfer of the technology to create COVID, from the funding of Metabiota, the only American company allowed to do work at the Wuhan lab. Who funded Metabiota? It was Hunter. It was Rosemont Seneca, all the way up to where we end up with the FBI director lying on behalf of, think of this, not just Biden, but the Chinese before Congress, all of it to get a profoundly compromised candidate controlled by China in the White House to allow China to potentially steal. And I believe they did steal an election. What is the FBI compromised? That's the only question left here. Folks, we need to go through there with an axe, because I'm telling you, is the FBI as compromised as Joe Biden? Does China control it? Does China still control? Because think about it, folks. Trump was in office. Christopher Wray was his appointee. So if Trump wasn't in control of the FBI then, is he now? Dear God, what will these people do to us next? Remember how deep it went? 51 intelligence agencies lied to keep you from knowing what the heads did anyway when they signed that letter, from what I'm telling you now. Now, the good thing to know, folks, is that what happened here clearly was that Trump won in 2024 with such a large landslide that they couldn't overcome it. But you know what this tells us, folks? If this happened on Trump's watch last time, it's going to happen again if there's a close election. They will steal it. We have 3 years to substantially clean that place out. The clock is ticking.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
In President Trump's, first 5 months in office, real wages, I've been screaming about this, real wages for hourly workers have seen their largest increase under any administration in nearly 60 years. And as Scott Bessent said, we're just getting started with pro-growth, pro-prosperity policies. Blue-collar workers have seen wages, real wages grow almost, 2% in 5 months of President Trump's first term. A stark contrast with the negative wage growth seen during the first 5 months of the Biden administration and generally over time. The only other time we've seen wage growth for blue-collar workers this high was during President Trump's first term. In fact, you have to go all the way back to Nixon to find the last time blue-collar wages grew at all. They've been losing ground as adjusted for inflation. It's just unbelievable. The first one was 1.3% gain by Trump in 2017. Okay, first five months, 1.7, almost 2% gain in blue collar wages. Now, I started noticing the wage gains overall. By the way, we're on track for an overall wage gain across the entire job market for Americans of 9.6% for the year. I mean, damn. And when that came out, Lee and I were, I don't know if you remember the show, we were talking about it. We're trying to figure out, how is this happening? Because it was Bureau of Labor Statistics. Didn't say why, just said it was happening. And then we got this blockbuster article I don't want you to miss yesterday. You could Google it because it's a feel-good piece. New York Post reporting 1 million illegal immigrants have self-deported. We didn't have to lift a finger. They just walked out the door. Washington Post put the number at 780,000, so probably somewhere in between there. But so both sides, right and left, are in agreement on this. They self-deported. You know what that 1.7% represents? It's theft. Isn't wages just returned to them? It's what was stolen through illegal immigration. Where did the money go? Well, the illegals didn't get it. Corporate shiny shoes profited, put it in their pockets, built their swimming pools, had their better lifestyle, had their better earnings report, got their better and bigger bonuses. Lived in a way you and I never will. They stole it from the poorest among us. There was a time in this country, most recently, really kind of the early 80s, depending on the industry, where you could be a blue collar person who worked in a factory and you would be lower middle class to middle class. That was the norm in this country. And they stole that. And if you have followed me from, back in the day when I was writing for Creative Loafing, I had a column there, and my first obsession began with the Chamber of Commerce. So I could see how evil they were, and I could see their talking points. And I wrote and wrote before anybody was writing about it. I wrote about how they came up with the lie. And I remember the press release I first saw it in. And I raged about it. That Americans were too lazy to do these jobs. And that was a lie, and I lost my mind. No, what that was that Americans would not work for artificially depressed wages. Because illegal immigration is first and foremost a tax evasion scheme by our elites. You work them under the table, what are you not paying them taxes? You got to hire one of these stinking Americans? Oh, you're going to pay all kinds of taxes. It's a tax evasion scheme, and that is the big lie. So they had to cover it up. They had to make this acceptable. And so what did they say? Americans are too lazy. Well, of course, Americans are too lazy. paid 12 bucks an hour working a chicken processing plant in the 80s. That was good money. What does it pay now? 11. So that's not adjusted for inflation. That's for real. Why? Theft. They stole that by illegally flooding the labor market. That's what they did. It's theft. And as soon we have got to start saying theft, 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 theft. That's what that is. And people look, markets, people, capitalism is a very fixed and yet elastic thing. People understand inherently at a gut level, I'm not processing chicken parts all day for $11. They understand the wages are wrong. That is not what the market bears. And they won't do it. They're not slaves, but they'll do it for more. And I can prove it to you. NBC News spent 2 days freaking out over 76 illegal immigrants arrested in a Nebraska chicken processing plant. Look it up. NBC News, Nebraska plant. Oh, and they interviewed the CEO and he practically cried. And what am I going to do? But you know what they said in the follow-up article? Their waiting room was full of Americans filling out applications. And I bet the wages went up. I bet they're going to have to pay more. I bet that hurts. Good. It's just capitalism. It's just capitalism. So, folks, I think it explains a lot of what we saw this week with Trump. Because when you get a wage gain that big and that fast, and it becomes so nakedly obvious that the reason those wages were depressed to begin with was because of illegal immigration and the theft that enables, the brutalization of the illegals themselves as they come over, the rape of the women. I mean, on and on. I'm going to get into it. Nearly 2% wage gain for blue-collar workers in 5 months. That's why they don't want the border closed. It's just so wrong on so many levels. And you know who the real chump is? The real chump is you. You know why? These illegals need health care. Well, guess what? If you pay them under the table, you're not paying any taxes on them. Guess who gets the bill for that? You do. Not the corporate shiny shoes. You do. They steal from me, from us and them. That is all illegal immigration is. It's horrible. And I think this is why Trump was responding this way. His policies are working so well. I think he's getting all these phone calls from manufacturers going, oh my God, this is going so fast. They're self-deporting so fast. A million are gone. They're out of the labor force. And that's what the measurement was. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? I mean, because, you know, and he went, okay, we'll stop rating you. But that's not the answer. That's not the answer. So they've retracted that memo that said no more raids on, you know, factories and plants and restaurants and stuff. They retracted it. Apparently they're doing them again, but they also had a new policy overnight that says they're kind of also not doing them too. And I'll play some of that coming up. But folks, whatever the case, you know what this means? This was always easy to fix. All we had to do was stop the corporate fat cats and political donors from robbing us blind, robbing the illegals blind, and most especially robbing the blue-collar class of this country blind. Texture writes, Tara, just a question for you. Do you think all illegals are rapists and drunk drivers? You know you're just spreading the propaganda by trying to imply that. I didn't imply that. No, I don't. And I don't think that. But I will tell you this. I was a reporter for a long time. I was a crime reporter, and I was a good one. You knew that if you lived back in Charlotte, and I developed a very good relationship with then Sheriff of Mecklenburg County, Jim Pendergraft. He was a Democrat, only Democrat I ever voted for, because he ran the heck out of that 287G program. And I happened to talk to him one day when he told me about it, and I about fell off my chair. I was doing a piece about drunk driving in Mecklenburg County. It was a huge problem back then. And he said, oh, well, you know, Tara, 20% of the drunk drivers in my jail right now, they're illegal immigrants. I said, what? Oh, yeah, we track them because of 287G. 20% of those in the jail right now for drunk driving are illegal immigrants. Damn! And I went, can I get that? Can I get that? Yeah, I give it to you every month. Highest I saw it go was 35. 35% of the drunk drivers in that jail were illegal immigrants. Because, you know, you get booked to process. It take you a couple days to get to bond and get back out. And the good news back then was that Jim was, you get the money to bond out if you wanted to, but it didn't matter because you were going right to ICE. You're going out of the country. So, well, obviously not all illegal immigrants are drunk drivers. A staggeringly high proportion of drunk drivers are illegal immigrants, given their representation in our society. And I have no reason to doubt that it hasn't changed since Jim Pendergraf gave me the 287G numbers every month. I used to be able to get them from Charlotte, and I would know exactly who was in the jail, where they were from. That was terrifying. So in answer to your question, come on, you know, I don't think every illegal immigrant's a drunk driver. But every illegal immigrant here that works on a factory line steals from somebody, steals their dignity, steals their future, steals their money, steals their ability to get in the middle class. And folks, all that theft adds up. Why? Because when fat cat shiny shoes on Wall Street steal from all of us by employing illegal immigrants and they use them as a tax evasion scheme, because that's what illegal immigration primarily is. What happens? We get a lot less money into the coffers. Then what happens? Keep the American lifestyle up. We have to do what? Print, 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 print. What does that cause? Inflation. What does that do? Bankrupt my children before they can ever even take their first job. It's evil. It is evil. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Folks, I'm getting all kinds of people on the text line who worked in meat processing plants, and they remember when it was 20 bucks an hour, and like that'd be good now, but this was back in the 80s. Now, I remember eating meat in the 80s. I do. I mean, we were a middle-class family. My family could afford to eat meat in the 80s. All right, one guy's talking to, hey, I used to make 20 bucks, and then it went down to 9. Yeah, because it's illegal. You come from Guatemala, from a village with no running water, you better bet you'll work for 9 bucks an hour. But Americans aren't going to. Why? Because they know inherently that the actual wage should be 20, 25, 30 bucks an hour to do the dirtiest jobs. And you know what's so sad about that? You could screw up. That's what this stole from us. You could screw up in America. You could end up with a criminal record you got when you were 17, 18, going through a hard time. Dad wasn't around. Now you can't get a good job. But man, you could have a decent living in a chicken processing plant. And maybe over time, despite your criminal record, maybe someday, if you stayed there and you worked, you could maybe get into an assistant manager position and then maybe a manager position. And maybe there was a leg up, but they stole that. And I resent the hell out of that. Especially since so many of the illegals who come here have criminal records. We could be using criminals or from our own jails to give them a second chance. Maybe they won't steal if they could be gainfully employed. And by the way, that 20% number, 20% of the criminals caught, I mean, sorry, the illegals, well, they're all criminals, caught at our border by the Border Patrol have a criminal record either on their side of the border or on ours, and they're coming back through. But thank you for your text.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.